Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, we had General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, on and off air. He confirmed that, yes, quote, everybody knows in Pakistani intelligence, now he's got the full scoop, that it was a staged event. But he said, go ahead, go with the official story. You killed bin Laden, now you can leave. Okay, we don't want World War III to start. And I agree with that statement. And the Financial Times of London, many other strategists, even the Secretary of Defense agrees, it's time to go. It was time to go a long time ago. But I hear neocon radio always saying, you know, you're anti-America, you're running up the white flag. Alexander the Great had to pull out of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Nobody has ever dominated that place. They're not going to give up. It's not going to happen. And there's nothing to give up to. I mean, it's insane. But did you hear him saying that the word is, quote, everybody in Pakistani intelligence, and he's got the sources. I said, specifically your sources? He said, yes, all of them. That he was already dead. Bin Laden's got a bunch of wives. There was one group there, and they had decided to do the raid a long time ago as a, quote, fake victory, as a pretext for the West to have its exit strategy. But the word is, this has even come out in mainstream U.S. news, that there are elements of the Pentagon, elements of foreign interest, lobbying India, Israel, and others, that want to keep the United States in the region. And so they're going to try to have this certain elements of the CIA get radiological, chemical, biological, you know, MBCs, to Al-Qaeda slash Al-CIA connections as a pretext to then say, oh, look, the nuclear components are getting out. We've got to invade. There's been open talk about that. And China is saying they may go absolutely ape if this happens. And you've got China. The Iranians, the Russians all getting together, the Pakistanis. Pakistanis were our ally. This is not good. And everything our government's doing is destroying our goodwill worldwide. It's destroying our real national interest. It's destabilizing. Well, the global banksters, their interests are not our interests. They don't want a stable world. They can play the different arms of society off against each other. They can play the different regions off against each other and then create global crises that the big mega banks make profits out of, just like the old, you know, famous European banks, the Rothschilds and others, funding all sides. Sometimes there were multiple sides in a war, not just two sides, but different sub-factions funding all the different sides. And everybody goes into deeper debt. It gives the banksters and the austerity moves political cover because people tend to do what their politicians say during a new war. We've been predicting for years as the economic implosion becomes evident that wars would be started, and now it's happening all over. That's how World War I, that's how World War II started. That's how much of the Cold War was fought, through proxies. But now it's the global private banking cartels playing sovereign nations off against each other for not either side to win anything, but to destroy the nation state. There is a war against the nation state going on. There is a war against the republic. Anything the globalists are for, I'm against. They're for gun control, I'm against it. I'm against them disarming the citizens worldwide, as they're trying to do through this UN treaty that UNIDIR has they've brought back up for the umpteenth time that the news is now reporting on. I am against the borders being wide open and the North American Union that they now admit with the WikiLeaks documents is in place. The globalists are for it. I'm against it. They're for all these wars. I'm against it. And then you go in and geopolitically look at, is it in our interest? Not is it even moral? Well, let's just set that aside. But when you get past all the Chinese, flags made in China, American flags made in China, when you get past all the fake patriotism, they candy coat all of this in. It's poison on the inside. We're going to come back, go to your phone calls, get into a lot of financial news, government corruption news. It is all coming up today. It is the 15th of June, 2011. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, folks, thank you for joining us. We are now 8 minutes and 15 seconds into hour number 2, coming up in about 25 minutes. Doctor of History, also an economist, Webster Griffin Tarpley, is going to join us on all the big economic news that's coming out. Here's some of it. Stocks fall over 1% amid Eurozone worries after stocks dropped for several weeks straight. They finally went back up a little bit earlier in the week, but have dropped down again, unfortunately. And we have the Chinese government coming out and saying the United States has already defaulted by inflating the currency. That is what's going on. We have the Financial Times of London today reporting the global order fractures as American power declines. We have been maneuvered into this position by mega global corporations dominated by the private central banking complex that do not have the United States interest at heart and openly put out policy reports calling for global conflict. Not so America wins or Pakistan wins or China wins or England wins, but so that this global order, so globalism can be expanded. And very serious developments. I'm going to your phone calls, but here's some of the news we're going to be covering with Dr. Tarpley coming up. Lawmakers sue Obama over Libya. And absolutely, even if this Libya war was just, and it's not, turns out Gaddafi didn't run to Venezuela. He doesn't have rape teams with the Viagra, the State Department's admitted. I mean, look how ridiculous that is. That's like saying Saddam was killing babies that were in incubators. It's admitted that that wasn't true. These are things that are meant to sell the war. It's about trillions in oil. It's about having a new war for the European Union to expand their control along with AFRICOM and the Pentagon into Africa. And Gaddafi made deals. He gave up his WMDs, just like the pro-U.S. dictator Hosni Mubarak was betrayed. They put a new dictatorship of the military coup in. They've arrested 7,000 dissidents. They've banned protests, period. It's worse than under Mubarak, and our media suddenly isn't telling us that there needs to be a new revolution. Who runs our media? These are corporate interests that want to destabilize the Middle East, and it's happening everywhere. But finally, three-plus months into this, Congress is saying you didn't even consult Congress. It's a violation of the Constitution and the War Powers Act. And Obama says, I have UN authority to do this. Wow, that is treason by every historical measurement to say I did this for the credibility of the UN in a speech and a statement. That's my authority, is the United Nations. Well, then why even have a Congress? You know, the feds are always telling us the states have no rights. Why do we even have states then? It's the same thing. It's a power grab. The people running America want to run it into the ground. They hate anybody who's free and independent. They hate the Iraqis. They hate the Libyans. They hate the Pakistanis. They hate the Swiss. The globalists are always trying to get rid of sovereign nations. Are the Swiss good? Yeah, they got a lot of freedom. Good folks. I like them. Is Muammar Gaddafi good? No, I don't like him. I don't like dictators. I don't like big government. The point is he's not a globalist. That's why he's being removed. Is removing him good? No. It's being done for the wrong reason. Same thing with Mubarak. Do I like a dictator? No. But he was our dictator. But see, he wasn't. He was the globalist dictator. And look at how they betray him. They'll betray us as well if we go along with this police state. And Boehner's coming out saying Obama's got until Friday, or they're going to cut the funding, start hearings. Lawsuits have started, political reports, talk of impeachment. Representative Walter Jones, Republican, leading the charge. Ron Paul involved. This is big, okay? Because, look, if Obama can do this, I didn't like the Iraq war, but Bush went to Congress and got the authorization. Why did Bush do that? Because he was supposed to, okay? This is a big deal. This is a big deal. Ahmed Deneji joins China, Russia, leaders at summit to talk about what the U.S. is doing. I'm not saying Ahmed Deneji is a good guy, but all the things our government is doing is making all these countries, the Iranians have never liked the Russians, the Pakistanis have always hated the Russians. They're all getting together now. Now, why do the globalists that run our country, why do they want this? What's the Financial Times of London say? The whole world's turning against us. This is a setup, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing here, Vietnam shift could see return of U.S. ships, Chinese threatening, Financial Times of London. Now we're teaming up with the Vietnamese, our supposed enemy. China rebukes U.S. over South China Sea disputes. AP, Russia's freaking out over U.S. warships in the Black Sea, saying it's a provocation. U.S. naval movements around Syria, Hezbollah moves rockets. This is all the type of jockeying you see before a world war. Everybody's lining up, choosing sides, and it's not in our interest. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Doug in Virginia. Doug, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for all the work that you've done for this country. I want to talk about the TSA.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to see the TSA abolished, but if not, I think we need to fight bureaucracy with bureaucracy. And we can do that by having the profession of a TSA screener or passenger screener regulated not by a state TSA, but by the Department of Professional Regulation, like a doctor, lawyer, plumber, electrician, or barber, so that all TSA agents would have to be licensed, bonded, and insured with standards as to who can serve, training, so they recognize medical devices, implants, examinations.
Well, that's another issue.
Right?
The TSA and their federal rollout on the streets is commanding the military, that's in the news today, at checkpoints and police. You've got military under command, hundreds of years of history, esprit de corps. You've got the police bonded, trained, sworn. That's why they won't stick their hands down your pants, because they know it's illegal without a warrant. That's why they disdain the TSA. And you've got these people look, it's against the law for them to not do radiation testing every month on the scanners. They just do it. It's against the law for them to stick their hands down your pants. They just do it. I've had district attorneys on. That's the whole point. It's a total power grab. It's against the law to have them out of their jurisdiction on highways and at school proms. But you're absolutely right. We need to. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And by the way, I've got to say this and then go back to you, Doug. Every time I fly now, it makes me actually feel guilty. And it's very weird. But I flew to New York this weekend and flew back through Austin. And it makes me feel very strange because I know what the TSA is doing wrong. I know they've got a lot of thugs and goons, but they ask for my autograph. They say they're fans. The manager came over at Austin and said, I'm a fan of your show. A lot of us agree with you. We don't like doing this. And I'm like, you're telling me this in the concourse? Can't you get in trouble? So I want to be clear. Same thing happened in New Jersey. A lot of these people are good people who need the job and don't like doing it. And I'm not saying it's okay what they're doing, but we got a lot of friends at the TSA, and they say, we want real union power. We don't want to be doing this. We want a profile. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If they were licensed by the state, then there is the ability to fine them or prohibit their action or even revoke their license so that they can still be employed by the TSA, but they can't screen, the same way as a doctor can work for the VA. But if he engages in malpractice as defined by the state, he can't practice medicine.
But that's the thing. Everybody else, a lawyer, a police officer, a FBI agent, a plumber, everybody's under this licensing system, and laws passed at the state level for regulation and federal. That's why the State House in Texas keeps asking the feds, where is your code? Where is your law? Where do you get this authority? It's like the FBI Monday announces in their new handbook, they don't need warrants to break in your house, to dig through your trash, to wiretap you. Well, I mean, can the TSA write up new policies saying they can do, proctology exams? Great points, Doug. What do you think, in closing, of the latest that they're expanding more highway checkpoints with the Army?
Bad news, but again, it's up to the states to assert their authority.
You said it, Doug. And Texas tried. The House passed it 138-0. David Dewhurst, a former CIA guy, killed it, tried to cover it up under political pressure, reintroduced it in special session, got a few weeks left in it, sent it to Rick Perry. Only the governor can add a bill to special session, and Rick Perry has refused so far. And I'm going to do some more reporting on Rick Perry soon. I told you he was going to run for president. I told you 3.5 years ago in Endgame, and he's always pledged, I'll never run, I love Texas. He said a month ago, I'm not going to run. Suddenly, maybe I'll run. Folks, he's got the book out. He's traveling. He's getting ready. He's going to run, okay? And by the way, we got all the dirt on Rick Perry. I'm just up at the edge of that cliff right now, wondering how far I want to go with this, and I want to cross some T's, dot some I's. Let's go to Mike in Texas. Thanks for holding, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I've talked to you a couple times before. I'm the telecom engineer out here, and I have some documentation I want to send you. It'll be great research, so I'll mail it off to you, but Alex, I know sometimes on the air you'll actually put video footage on. This goes back to the theme that you always talk.
Okay, your phone was breaking up a bit. Go ahead. Yeah, his phone was just doing all sorts of stuff. It's all over the news right now that the telecoms are spying on everything you do. Google. 5 years ago, put a press release out saying, with the onboard microphones and cameras on laptops and computers, we're listening to you for advertising data. And if we hear a dog barking, then a ad will pop up on sites you visit via the cookies that advertises dog food. That was one of the examples. And they said, well, listen to what sitcoms you listen to, and then put ads up for paraphernalia associated with the sitcom. And we wrote an article about it. People couldn't believe it, even though it was a link to a press release they put out to stockholders. And I hope that caller can get back through because I want to hear what he had to say. Now, here is Google in the news today. Now they're getting ready to announce it to the general public. The San Jose Mercury News. Google aims to speed up the web with instant pages and spoken search. So soon you'll just talk to your computer, and they already have iPhone apps that do this. Well, and Google says, don't worry, people aren't listening. so it's okay. No, NSA software given to Google 12 years ago is. And it's all based on that keyword scans. And so there it is, where they just calmly announce like it's no big deal. Oh, guess what? You're going to talk to your computer now. Well, yeah, to the microphone. The sucker's on, reportedly, all the time. Just be aware of that. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If I could tell you how to safely increase gas mileage on your vehicle by 20 to 40%, would you be interested in learning more? With today's unstable prices at the pump, you'd be wise to at least listen and see for yourself. And you can do that at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our advanced technology is what makes 20 to 40% gas mileage increases a reality. It works on all makes, all models for gas, diesel, and propane engines. Curious? Then see how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. Our compact gas-saving stainless steel units install quick and easy with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe and requires no maintenance. We offer great customer service, technical support, and same-day shipping. Ease your pain at the pump by contacting our friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free, 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Or visit us at SaveYourGasMoney.com. That's SaveYourGasMoney.com.
You notice that as the entire world economic system begins to speed up in its downward spiral into a meltdown, you notice that war is sparking up and drone attacks and confrontations with the Chinese and the Russians. The world is creeping towards a very dangerous time. And this always happens in history before huge wars. Most people aren't aware of it. They're not paying attention. There's a recession. There's a depression. And then, boom, it starts, and it's off to the races. And it always starts with smaller regional conflicts. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Janice in Texas. Janice, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have two points I'd like to make, and I had to write them down, so I'm sorry if I sound like a robot. First, I wanted to congratulate you on a true victory on, I think it was like two Fridays ago, with the MI6 BBC smug creeps like staring you down. And I just wanted to say that Steve Pachinik was your Excalibur and Bob Chapman was your champion. It was a true Camelot moment. I mean, their mouths must have been on the floor with that kind of information. And I hope they had their tail between their legs. And
yeah, well, that guy does hit pieces on Patriots, so he's particularly nasty. So that's why we went after him. I said, go ahead and come on in, but we're not going to be nice to you. We're not going to play friendly and, you know, act like we don't know exactly what you're up to. Go ahead.
Your listeners that day were the ones that did the dance of victory, so he can put that in his pipe and smoke it. But, okay, number two, a couple of callers, I mean, I listen every day and have since you were on public access, but a couple of callers called in one time with Gerald Celente on and one time with Porter Stansberry. And, you know, you've got the buy gold, buy silver, but then you've got a lot of listeners who just don't have the money. You know, I mean, they're broke as a pig in a poke. They just don't have the money. And Gerald
Celente. No, I understand, but I mean, silver 10 years ago was $5 an ounce. Now it's almost up to 40 again. And so the issue is, you know, you buy a silver dollar for $5 10 years ago. Now it's worth 40. And so even, you know, people that have almost no money can get into silver. And, you know, that's why I've been such a big promoter of silver. It's not that silver's gone up. It's that the dollar's gone down in value.
If I had money, I would definitely do that. I'm not saying that's a bad idea. I'm just.
Well, look, I think your health is more important than even money. That's why we promote trying to eat organic, trying to get healthy, you know, myself included. It's a very unhealthy world out there right now, and I think that comes first.
That's what Gerald Celente's answer was: break the chain, don't buy junk, don't go to Walmart, don't buy all that. Just, you know, there are still garage sales, thank God, for now, and, you know, other, like, thrift stores where you can buy all kinds of things. And,
absolutely. And all of us are buying things we don't need, and it's important to try to support local businesses. I appreciate your call, Janice. Adam in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to say two things real quick. I'll try not to take up too much time.
It's okay. We want to hear from you.
Okay, the first thing is with the debate and the CNN construing that poll to make it look like Ron Paul's a zero. I think we should use a Google bomb towards that, if you will, just like we did with the CPAC conference. How they used last year's footage, how Fox did that, and had to come back and redact it. I think that
yeah, for folks that don't know, Ron Paul the last 2 years in a row has won the coveted CPAC, and Ronald Reagan, of course, won it. Usually the person that wins CPAC ends up becoming the Republican nominee, in fact, in almost every case. And Ron Paul got a standing ovation last year. And CPAC ran booing over him. They ran another clip from a year before that was also staged with a few people booing, but they had the mic in that area as a setup, so they re-ran the old footage when he won. Actually, it was early this year. Time flies, but it wasn't last year. It was this year. So when he won this year, they did that. And for those that just joined us and don't know what happened, it's confirmed. We've got it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the video clips and the screenshots. CNN took an obscure internet poll with only 54 respondents before they closed it, so it looks like it was staged, from CNBC and ran it that Ron Paul got 0% in the debate two nights ago, all the other polls showed upwards of 80 or higher than 80. CNN's own poll showed 79%, but they didn't run with that poll. They showed a CNBC poll with 54 votes that no one knows where it came from, with Ron Paul with zero, and didn't tell people that. I know we just went to break there. We got Webster Tarpley coming up. Adam, anything else you want to add?
It'll take a minute. Can you hold me over?
No, we've got to go to Tarpley, but if you want to hold, I'll come back to you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed, while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The federal government has quietly been recruiting over 100,000 preachers to spy on their flocks. They've been issuing secret reports to police that we've gotten from good police and leaked, where they're demonizing gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Almost their entire police state grid is for people you would call flag-waving, red-blooded Americans. And why is that? Because flag-waving, red-blooded Americans that know what makes America America are aware of what's happening. Clearly, the ruling class that runs this nation, the offshore private banking families, on record, who got most of the bailout money, are positioning the U.S. for giant wars. Domestically against the people, but also internationally against other nations. And the Financial Times of London is reporting the global order fractures as America power declines. And who's been running America? The globalist, globalism. And so they're waging war against other countries, but also us here domestically. It's full spectrum dominance, and we're going to look at all of the incredible developments and political and military realignments. Vietnam getting closer to the United States, China and Russia getting closer with Pakistan, Russia saying, get your ships out of the Black Sea, United States. All of this saber rattling, and it's happening as the economies melt down. This happens throughout history over and over again. In the midst of that, you have the Speaker of the House saying, hey, you got till Friday, Obama, to tell us what's going on with this war. We're going to cut the funding. We have Congress people filing suit against the federal government, against the executive branch, pointing out that this is illegal. Incredible things are happening right now. Meanwhile, we have government corruption at all-time highs, with Obama openly giving health care waivers to his campaign donors so they don't have to buy insurance for their employees. Total mafia. Just total big city corruption, where you're exempt from stuff if you give us money. I mean, that is total gangster. Obama donors, net government jobs, Politico reports, totally illegal. They're now having fundraisers in the White House, illegal. One of the reasons Clinton almost got impeached. They don't care. The fact is, before they hid this stuff, now they're out in the open. Just like congressmen in the past, it was much more rare to be in sex scandals or to be texting photos of their genitals to scores of women and then lying about it. There's a recklessness, and I tend to start agreeing with Tarpley, that they don't know what they're doing, that they're nuts, they're out of control. I mean, they think they've got a plan, they think they know what they're doing, but more and more they're a bunch of lazy, out-of-control elitists. And so many historians we talk to point out that the old elites were corrupt, but they were much more professional. And that's even more scary, that these people are out of control. This ruling class are a bunch of lunatics. So we'll be talking to Dr. Tarpley about all of this here in just one moment. First, I want to tell you about some amazing sponsors. eFoodsDirect.com, their deal is going to end very soon, where you can buy three of any of their incredible storable food packs, their gourmet packs, the biggest outfit in the country. They have the best prices. None of it's a GMO or any of that stuff. It's clean, high-quality food, freshly made. eFoodsDirect.com, buy three, get the fourth free, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Also, PureWaterFreedom.com. I want to tell you about the folks at PureWaterFreedom.com. They have whole house systems, tabletop systems, beneath the sink systems, travel water bottles that filter the water. They got it all at PureWaterFreedom.com. It's all made in the good old U.S. of A. I'm sorry. Homeland Security says that means I'm evil, but sorry, it's made in America. They have, a whole line of whole household water filters as well. Give them a call. By going to their website and linking through. The phone number's there if you want to call the number, or visit purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water health today. And don't forget that this broadcast is also funded and financed by the listeners buying books, videos, Patriot t-shirts, all available at Infowars.com. All of my films that I want you to get, I want you to make copies, I want you to give them to your friends and family, I want you to air them on Access TV. It's having such a huge effect through the grassroots. And then there's also PrisonPlanet.tv with the video streams of the show, the higher quality video archives, the commercial-free podcast, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. All the special reports and so much more we're adding there. Now, shifting gears to Webster Griffin Tarpley. He is the author of George Bush, the unauthorized biography. He also wrote the unauthorized biography on Barack Hussein Obama and is one of our chief experts in my seminal film, The Obama Deception, laying out everything that Obama would do, and he indeed did do it. People see Obama Deception, they're totally blown away. He also has multiple degrees from Princeton, summa cum laude, and Pi Beta Kappa, Fulbright Scholar, University of Turin, Italy. He is a doctor of history, fluent in German, French, Latin, Russian, you name it. He's a decades-long expert on international terrorism. He did a major study for the Italian Parliament. I'm going to stop right there. Tarpley.net is his website. And for those that just joined us, Webster, all Hades is breaking loose. We see major global geopolitical realignments. We see massive saber rattling everywhere. We have the Chinese saying, you've already technically defaulted. You've got Vietnam starting to move towards the U.S. You've got Pakistan running to China and Russia. You've got the Russians openly threatening. I mean, things are really coming to a head. What is behind all of this? What's behind the Pakistanis arresting the CIA spies inside Pakistan? What's going on? I mean, am I right in saying that we've moved a few more minutes towards midnight on the World War III clock?
Yes, you're certainly right. And it is, of course, this decadent, degenerate U.S. Ruling class which is doing all this. This is the initiative, at least, is coming from them. It's a desperate attempt to reorganize the world by destroying most of the existing nation states and really destroying any possible focus of resistance against the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the World Trade Organization. I guess, and you're certainly right, that things have gotten much worse in the past 2 to 3 weeks. Just for those who are keeping score, we're now up to 5 wars. We have Afghanistan, Iraq. We have a latent war with Pakistan, which is probably the biggest of these at the moment, which is always on the verge of becoming an open shooting war. We've got a war with Libya, and just in the past couple of weeks, we've added the war with Yemen, which is a joint Special Operations Command and CIA headquarters operating in the capital. Now that the U.S. has succeeded in pretty much destroying the government of Yemen, you've got you're going to have Apache helicopters flying over there, as well as the drones run by the CIA, as well as the military. So that makes 5. Now, likely number 6 is Syria. If Syria comes, it's likely to come with 2 others. If you're at war with Syria, you will probably soon be at war with Iran and with Hezbollah. So that will get us up to 8. And we've also, as you're pointing out, tensions now directly with the major nuclear power out there in the world, which is, of course, Russia. Now, just a couple of news updates. According to a number of intelligence sources, there is now a buildup around Syria. We've had the crescendo of this destabilization of Syria. I regard this as commandos of the Muslim Brotherhood, probably armed through the Kurdish part of Iraq. If you look at your map, you'll see that the Kurds in northern Iraq would be able to smuggle things into Syria, possibly also smuggled in through Jordan and other channels. So we've got the USS Bataan. The amphibious assault ship is standing by in the Mediterranean off the coast of Syria. Remember also you've got the British base on Cyprus, which can be used, so you don't need to have an aircraft carrier there. The U.S. right now has 2 aircraft carrier battle groups, but out in the Arabian Sea, pretty much off the coast of Yemen and off the coast of Saudi Arabia. So there could be a military move by the U.S. against Syria at any time, and this could come in surprising forms. We know that the capabilities are there. One of the main targets of this, of course, is that the Russians have a naval base at Tartus. The only real interesting base that the Russians have in the Mediterranean is in Syria. So if you do go ahead and attack Syria, you're going to get Russia into it much, much more directly. And all this nonsense about the reset and these things that Medvedev has been saying about singing tomorrows between the U.S. and Russia, this turns out to be quite false. Now, Iran is already accused by Hillary Clinton of having sent military forces into Syria. This would be the Quds force, the Jerusalem force of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. They are presumably already acting to shore up the Assad regime in Syria. Hezbollah from Lebanon is also reported to have sent forces into Syria. Now, if you get a certain amount of Iranian and Hezbollah forces into Syria, this could then be used by the Israelis as a pretext to start something, or the U.S. could seize on it. We had a very rare speech by Hillary Clinton where she condemned 2 countries at the same time. She condemned Syria and Iran in the same breath. So this is about as tense as it can get. And you've also got to remember that Turkey, sitting on the northern border of Syria, this is, of course, a NATO country. Up to now, the policies of Turkey have been relatively reasonable, actually promising and positive in some cases. But what happens to Turkey when they're threatened by a tide of refugees is certainly another question. So you have this entire complex. Now, to the degree that the U.S. has been fomenting this insurrection through the Muslim Brotherhood in I think you can also say one of the ways the Iranians have been striking back is to heat up the situation in Iraq. And if you look, we know we're getting more and more reports of attacks by Shiite militias, by the Mahdi army, on U.S. forces in Iraq. And the casualty lists have gone now sky high in the month of June. I think that's a kind of retaliation by the Iranians to what they can obviously see the U.S. is doing in Syria. All made much more complicated by the presence of yet another controversial warship, the USS Monterey. This is an Aegis cruiser with anti-ballistic missile capabilities that's sitting in the Black Sea, and the Russians, as you mentioned, have been vociferously protesting that. Now, it's not clear whether that warship there violates any treaty. The treaty would be the Treaty of Montreux, which governs who can get through the Bosporus and the Dardanelles, the so-called straits between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. But this warship there would be in a position to try to do some anti-ballistic missile work, say, if Iran were retaliating against European NATO countries taking part in an attack on Iran. That's
so the point is,
looking at it.
Webster, to interrupt you for a moment, is that the pieces are all actually being put in place for the first time in memory. Not even Bush did this, to really have a large regional war spreading from North Africa into the Middle East, into Central and Southern Asia. That would, if this continues, this could really be called a third world war that is being kicked off in the name of anti-terrorism. And then you've got, as the players, Muslim brigades, known Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda, as the good guys, working in countries that have already fallen, like Egypt, to a certain extent Yemen, also going up into Syria. It's those groups, same groups against Gaddafi. And I hear good old boys on the radio going, well, I guess Al-Qaeda's good. You know, we've got to work with them now. And then now we're un-American because we don't support Al-Qaeda. I mean, we've entered an Orwellian la-la land. But I want to get to what the ruling class, the offshore mega corporations that we pay the majority of our bailout taxpayer money to. I want to explain, when we hear USA is doing this, you mean the criminal elite that has a free hand to run wild. So what is their strategic plan? Just go ahead and start a major war from North Africa to Central Asia? Would that not be World War III? Would that not induce China and others to be involved?
Well, remember, their calculation is any independent nation state with any degree of autonomy is going to try to get out of the U.S. empire. So therefore, their goal is to destroy all existing nation states. I think it's time to rethink the whole issue of the nation state. In this chaos, any nation state just about is better than the chaos that you're seeing, for example, in Yemen, where you see a country that's now going into chaos and civil war. But let's take two leading examples. Saudi Arabia. Here we have the Washington Post of a couple of days ago, June 12th, we have an article by Prince Turki. This guy is the former head of intelligence. He's a top guy in the Saudi Arabian royal family. This is yet another ultimatum to the United States. He says, if the United States vetoes the creation of a Palestinian state in the United Nations, there will be disastrous consequences for U.S.-Saudi relations. And then he goes on to say, we Arabs used to say no to peace, and we got our comeuppance in 1967. Now it is the Israelis who are saying no. I'd hate to be around when the Israelis face their comeuppance. This is widely seen as one of the heaviest threats that the Saudis have put down. I would recall to people, the last time I heard language like that, and you can read about this in my book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, there is this statement from Saudi Arabia to the United States in August 2001, on the verge of 9/11. Then Crown Prince Abdullah sent a letter to Bush saying, we have come to the parting of the ways. We don't like your policies. We're going to go our way and you go yours. And, of course, that was stopped by 9/11, one of the main goals of 9/11.
So we now enter the absolute prime zone, just like we had economic collapse, nothing compared to this, going up to 9/11. We're entering the prime zone for a pretext to launch the wars that they've all got lined up and now burning this is why we're launching the larger war. This is why the troops are going in. Then the domestic clampdown. They're now recruiting the Postal Service people to spy on you. The TSA's rolling out on the streets. You can really see how planned out this whole thing is.
To some extent, although the problem with the plan is the plan doesn't include the singularities that emerge. And now let's take another one. The other main country that is trying to break out of the empire that's been thoroughly integrated into it is, of course, Pakistan. And you remember here we had the Chinese issuing that ultimatum 3 weeks ago. If the United States attacks Pakistan, that will be interpreted by China as an attack on China. All right, how could China strike back? Well, there are hydrogen bomb missiles. That's less likely. But there's certainly a lot of treasury bonds. There are probably $2 trillion worth of treasury bonds. And there's cyber warfare. And we have now Panetta saying that the new Pearl Harbor is going to be a cyber attack. Now, looking at the Pakistani side of that, the Iranians, President Ahmadinejad of Iran, who is facing destabilization,
has just run off to meet with the Russians and the Chinese.
Well, that's the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. That's what people should be watching in the next couple of days. In other words, if there's going to be some kind of organized resistance against this rampage of the CIA and the British across the world, it's probably going to come from Astana, Kazakhstan, which is where you've got the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. But the big deal is, the president of Iran says that he has specific credible intelligence that the United States is about to launch an attack on the Pakistani nuclear forces. Now, that by itself could be a war, a conflagration of tremendous
proportions. And you've been saying that for several years, and we have a lot of evidence to that. Dr. Webster Griffin Tartley is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Thank you.
me to pick up dinner. She was tired. And I sat there for 30 minutes at a bar, you know, waiting when I'd ordered the food for the food to come so I could take it home to the wife and children. And all the adult men and women talked about was LeBron James and whether or not the Miami Heat player had done a bad thing with supposedly a statement that had bad sportsmanlike conduct. And I bring that up because we're going into a depression by every yardstick. The government cooks the numbers on that. People's money doesn't go as far on fixed incomes. And there's all these new wars starting. And the UN is now the boss. The Congress isn't involved. There is some good news with Congress now moving to enforce the War Powers Act and to, you know, to try to end some of this, but it's going to be too late. They're going to start World War III. And I don't say that lightly. Webster Tarpley, I know in my 10 years or more interviewing you, I've never heard you talk like this. We're not here saying this for theatrics or histrionics. I mean, you might need to boil this down for people and finish up the point you made as we went to break, that this is, this is the plan. The RAND Corporation's talked about it. This is what the neocons wanted in their PNAC document. And a lot of Americans think war is macho and cool. This isn't going to be just picking on, you know, some people who live in the Stone Age. This is really growing and getting out of control. Why does the ruling class want this?
Well, again, it's because anybody who has a national state, a sovereign nation state, or anything approaching a sovereign nation state wants to assert their ability to get out from under the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, and what is called the Washington Consensus, which is, of course, free trade, free markets, union busting, no state sector, race to the bottom, no social safety net, and all that. There are people that want to do that here in the United States, but not that many. Outside in the world, most people regard that stuff as national suicide, and that's why you see Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, all of these countries, Libya, Algeria, they're all attempting to go towards Russia, towards China,
bottom line,
Iran.
The same banks that have looted us and that finance and control our whole military, they are picking off the last countries that they want to loot, and people are going to fight back, and they've openly triggered the Muslim uprisings with our media calling it glorious and wonderful. And how are things going for them? Because as we went to break, you were talking about the trigger points, how this could get a lot worse a lot quicker.
Well, the obvious trigger points are an attack on Pakistan, with the Chinese having made these commitments, forces the Chinese to do something about that. And again, it's either missiles or treasury bonds or cyber attacks, and that's what Panetta is talking about with the Pearl Harbor statement, right? When the head of the CIA, who's going to become the head of the Defense Department, says the next Pearl Harbor is coming as a cyber attack, and then he goes through a whole series of things which I don't believe cyber attacks can do, right? Shut down power systems and cause mayhem and basically...
No, only they can do that with the cybersecurity hub computers they've already put everywhere, and undoubtedly the Chinese have said, hey, you're the ones really doing this.
Right.
The military-industrial complex wants the kill switch, and they're going to do it, and that's why at the Bilderberg meeting last week, it was just chock full of the technology heads.
Right. There is, of course, an apocalyptic mood in the ruling class, right? The so-called Götterdämmerung, or Twilight of the Gods, right? Imagine that Bilderberger taking place actually in a bunker in Berlin.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, something like this. So that's one side of it. On the other hand, they're also driven wild by the fact that their debt structures, right, their derivatives castle, the $1.5 quadrillion, seems now to be coming down, or it's closer to coming down in a panic than it has been in the past couple of years. Remember, we have been in a depression since 07, 08.
And stay there, stay there. This is too important. Stay there. We got to come back with Tarpley.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.